A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day." It is not by coincidence that these two great celebrations follow immediately after each other. They are together like twins. The first, of course, is the Feast of All Saints' Day. And now today, All Souls. The first the Church gives us as examples from every walk of life, every personality, every culture, every time and age, every race, of men and women who have become fixed on Christ, who have become single-minded in the way that they lived. Some of them from the very beginning, but most of them as a process, in a process of growth, struggling with this world, this veil of tears. And then, of course, after we have seen these examples as ways to follow Christ, so that no one, be they so varied, are allowed to say, "There's nothing here for me," then at last we remember those nameless ones, some of whom are in a way, a waiting period, a time of cleansing, that manifestation of God's mercy, yet it's justice as well that we call purgatory. Both of these celebrations center, at least initially, upon the reality of death. That healthy culture which embraces death, not in a morbid way, but in a comforting, family way, is much better off than one which seeks to deny the reality of mortality. Live each day, my brothers and sisters, in view of your mortality, so that you savor each day with a greater enjoyment, but that you keep in mind that each day will pass, and the day to come will pass, the day after that will pass, until one day the day will not pass, it will end. We will know well, firsthand, what it is to be a corruptible person, a person whose body begins from the moment of birth to age, to develop, yes, but also to age. It is said that death begins with life, that it is part of life, even though in Christian view it was not something that came naturally. The absence of death was in the nature of man and woman until the fall of the Garden of Eden. And so we have an ambiguous relationship with the ending of our material life here on this world. It is one of hope, yet one of fear. Fear of death is something that comes along with original sin. It is not natural to die. And yet our corrupted nature will endure this event, this seminal event, this event for which our lives must be a preparation for. And hence the church talks about what it is to die a good death, one that brings us into the arms of our Savior. Know that God has not created us to be lost. We are not futile creatures, going from dark into dark. No, we have the light of Christ if we only recognize it. If we only live in the light of Christ, then we shall see that that light goes beyond the grave. And that indeed, we were created to live in the light and not in the darkness of the grave. The grave is the transitioning point. But Christ is the home eternal that we were meant to rest in, that we were meant to live in. We are all at the mercy of God. We all must commend ourselves to God at that moment when we will be facing a world beyond this world. Pray to Saint Joseph, the patron of a happy death. Pray for those brothers and sisters around you who are on their way there, and for those who have already gone before us. It is charity that compels us. It is love and compassion that binds us together in a kingdom of prayer that extends beyond this mortal life. For we indeed live in a reality that is not confined or delineated by the body. The body created by God will endure, but in another way, in another form. But our souls are immortal. Our souls will either be with God forever or will be separated from God forever. Purgatory accepted, there is no other place to go. Purgatory is something that has the element of hope. And the suffering that's endured there is because we are not yet in the presence of God. But the hope that knows that we will one day be in that presence is what makes the suffering endurable. All the difference in the world. Do not ever, ever, ever place yourself in a situation where you may be separated from God forever. We were not created for that. We were created to be with Him for all eternity, beyond time. We were created by love, for love, and to live with love for all time. My brothers and sisters, pray for those who have gone before us. There is no greater favor you can do for them than that. And pray also for yourselves, that you may stay close to Christ, so that at the moment of death, He may hold your hand and welcome you into His kingdom. Amen.